A group of leading business and civic leaders, including Bill Gates Sr., has issued a new report about the University of Washington. They're calling on the UW to admit more in-state students and to recruit more top-tier faculty, and for more state funding to make that happen. The larger goal is to help make the University of Washington a stronger engine for regional economic growth. Earlier today, we spoke with Brad Smith. He's general counsel and executive vice president with Microsoft, and he's part of the group that wants changes in higher education.
So much of our future economic growth is going to require a bigger population with the right set of undergraduate degrees, with the right set of expertise. We need more from the University of Washington than ever before.
But how is the state going to make that happen?
Well, I think the message for lawmakers is that we're all going to need to do more. The state is going to need to do more. The state cut funding for higher education very substantially after the recession hit in 2008. We need to rebuild the state funding base so that our public universities can really flourish.
That's Brad Smith. He's general counsel and executive vice president with Microsoft. Joining me now is one of those lawmakers Smith had a message for, Representative Larry Sequist. He heads the House Higher Education Committee. He's also a former U.S. warship captain and Pentagon strategist who served 32 years in the U.S. Navy. Larry Sequist, thanks for taking time to talk with us today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Should the UW admit more in-state students, as this report urges?
Well, yes. And the point is that overall our universities, as Brad and Bill Gates Sr. are saying in this report, we need more of everything. We need more graduates coming out of all of our universities and colleges. We need to do that as fast as possible.
So how many more students should we be accepting into the University of Washington?
Well, as I understand it, if we had our druthers, and Brad is exactly right that we have been underfunding education during the Depression, the recession. We were taking money out of higher ed to try to balance the books. It's time to put that money back in. If we had our druthers, I would double our total production. We are an undereducated. Believe it or not, Washingtonian 25-year-olds in this state are 10% less educated than their parents. We need to turn that around. We're a high-tech, high-skilled state, and we need more students graduating more quickly at lower cost from every one of our institutions.
Another recommendation from today's report was that the university recruit more top-tier faculty. Do you agree?
Oh, of course. We want UW, of course, is one of the very tippy-top universities in the world. So is WSU. We have very high-quality schools. But because we've been underfunding higher ed, we've been losing some quality, frankly. We've had our high-quality professors being poached by other schools in other states. We've got to turn that around. You either get a good education or your education isn't worth much these days. You've got to operate at the front end of the skills level.
You know, Larry Sequist, my father always told me you need to spend money to get something out of it. How much would something like this cost the state of Washington?
In broad numbers, my yardstick is about $2 billion in all. But it's important to understand that part of that can come from growth. Our economy is starting to recover a little bit. I do think that we need to go ask the voters for more support, and I'm trying to build a statewide coalition to do that. But it's very important also to understand that we need to ask our universities to produce more students at lower cost faster. We're going to have to see real efficiency that's world-class itself in the next few years to get the students out at lower cost quicker.
So am I hearing you right? You're going to ask voters for more money for education, but at the same time, you want the state's colleges and universities to be leaner and meaner as they churn out graduates?
Absolutely. And the voters are going to be expecting that the universities are very efficient. We're still trying to figure out right now just how big that bigger system needs to get to be, but to get to the level of an educated citizenry that we need to fuel our businesses. Washington Roundtable yesterday reported that we've got 25,000 open high-tech jobs in this state, And in 4 years, that'll be 50,000. So we need to be graduating something like 10 or 15,000 more students a year, every year, just in the high-tech skills area. We're not going to do that by building new buildings. It's going to be because we're more efficient with the units we have and that we are putting more money into faculty.
Now, it's interesting that you mentioned the Washington Roundtable. The report that we heard about today, sponsored by some very heavy hitters in the corporate world, Microsoft, Costco behind the report, but these are not elected officials. They don't answer to voters. How seriously do you think that your fellow lawmakers are going to take this and move it on in Olympia?
Oh, very seriously. And we do this on a bipartisan basis, by the way. All of us in higher ed in Olympia work very hard at being bipartisan. Higher ed is not a partisan issue. And we work with Brad Smith personally, with Bill Gates Sr., with Herb Simon, another trustee of the UW. I was just out at a Central Washington University board meeting. So these major businessmen around the state and businesswomen are very key players. They're coming to us and saying, we need this university system speeded up. We need more high-quality graduates faster. So we take them very seriously.
Larry Sequist heads the House Higher Education Committee. Thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Thank you, and we got to keep pressing ahead.
University of Washington Board of Regents will receive that report from the business community today at its meeting. This is The Record on KUOW.